Time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day, not just in the month of February. All right. Although lacrosse has Native American roots, it became known as a sport for the rich, white, and elite. However, history was made when Hampton University became the first HBCU to field a Division Men's lacrosse squad. The last time an HBCU fielded a lacrosse team was Morgan State in Baltimore during the 70s. Hampton Pirates coach Lloyd Carter played for that team. All 17 members of the Pirates squad are black. Just 3.5% of the men's college lacrosse players are black nationwide. The Pirates lost their first game last Saturday to Division II squad, the Wesleyan Roberts Redhawks, but Coach Carter promises improvement. The team came about due in part to the efforts of late former student Michael Crawford and his mother, Mrs. Verena Crawford. Learn more about Hampton University's men's lacrosse team on blackamericaweb.com. What famous football player played lacrosse?
Jim Brown.
Was it Jim Brown?
Jim Brown?
He played high school and college.
Yeah, he went to Syracuse on a lacrosse scholarship, right?
Syracuse was known for having a real good lacrosse. First time I ever heard it was the writer from Arsenio. He went to Syracuse, and they won a lot.
I don't understand the game. Lacrosse.
I don't get it.
There's a really good book, too, about Morgan State's lacrosse team. It's called Ten Bears, and I've given it for Christmas a couple of times, and there's also a DVD about the Morgan State, just to give you, you know, put it in context with history, because this was during the 70s. But it, and lacrosse players are a different breed.
What do you mean different?
Meaning, yeah.
These guys, and I haven't dated the women lacrosse players, but I dated a lacrosse player in college, and they just have, like, they're
air about themselves.
No, not air, just a really strange mind, and they're very, very strange dudes, but nice and
Jim
great
Brown's
bodies.
A strange dude.
Yeah,
well, Jim Brown was
and
very
that's what
strange.
I was thinking. He really fits in to that whole
keep
mindset.
Themselves kind of. Quiet, yeah.
Man, just really, really interesting dudes. But really good book if you want to get the historical perspective of Morgan State's team.